Welcome back to Bears Huddle, brought to you by Tempur-Pedic and our Chicago Bears Network studios. We're pleased to be joined by linebacker Shea McClellan, who's involved in an event this coming Friday night. We'll tell you about in a moment, but first time back on the practice field in a month today. How did things go?
Felt great overall, you know, just getting back into it. I was out and for a month or so, and, I was just trying to be a student of the game and just get mentally right. And now I'm just getting back and, you know, trying to get physically back in shape and that kind of thing. So.
Shea McClellan, linebacker. Big difference from last year. Yeah. Tell us about the position switch. And did that have anything to do with the injury?
Yeah, no. Overall, it's been smooth transition. I've really enjoyed it. I'm having a lot of fun out there. And I was really getting comfortable before I got injured. And I don't think it had anything to do with injuries. You know, injuries are just, you know, the thing. They just kind of happen and you got to deal with it.
What did they do to the wrist?
Yeah, I broke my metacarpal, my second metacarpal. So.
Oh, that sounds like fun.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
You know, as linebacker now, you're grabbing a lot more even than you did at defensive end.
Yeah.
Does that affect you now? I mean, can you put it on the club and go play with it now or what?
Yeah, I mean, they'll just cast it up. I cast it up every day and, just go play with it. Mm-hmm. I've done it before, so.
You're taking part in the MDA Chicago's sixth annual muscle team event Friday at Navy Pier from 6:30 to 10, and you and some other local athletes kind of team up with some kids and young adults affected by neuromuscular disease. Part of interactive events and auctions, and they've raised over $1 million over the past 5 years. Comcast SportsNet is also a partner. What does it do for you to go out in the community and be part of events like this?
Yeah, I think it's just great, you know, for us guys just to get out there, you know, athletes, and just raise awareness of this muscle dystrophy and, you know, just to get it going. So.
Well, you know, in terms of the switch that you've had to make and the adjustments, the pressure of being a number one pick here and everybody waiting for you to have that breakout moment. Yeah. How much has that affected you? And do you think were you starting to get to that point where you felt like, okay, this is the game?
Yeah, I mean, I think it affected me more last year than this year. But I'm still trying to learn, you know, that mental aspect of the game. I think that's harder than anything, to be honest. And just getting mentally right and, not worrying about what other people are saying, that kind of thing, and just go play football. I think, you know, that's harder than anything. But overall, it felt great.
So. One more before I let you go here, and that is when they met with you right after the season last year, was it a discussion or did Phil and Mark pretty much tell you this is what we're going to do with you?
Yeah, they told me a couple weeks, I would say, a couple weeks after the season. You know, they just told me they think they wanted me to play linebacker, and, I thought it was a great idea. You know, I didn't disagree with them or anything.
So. Yeah, well, quite a physical transformation too. I know your workout partner. We saw some before and after pictures. What was that all like for you?
I feel great right now. So I can't. It was great. Great transformation. You know, I feel faster, and I didn't lose any strength or anything. So that's good.
Okay, tell me in your dream sequence, how does this season end up for you?
For me, my goal. The start was just to get better, just work on, continue to improve, and just feel comfortable out there, and that's what I just want to continue to improve each game.
Well, welcome back to the field. Have fun out there on Sunday against Miami, and have fun Friday night. Navy Pier again, the MDA Chicago 6th Annual Muscle Event Fundraiser Friday night. You can get more information by logging on to mda.org.